welcome to our broadcast. There's 20 verses in the Bible that talk about somebody doing evil. Where does good stop and evil begin? We're going to look at that. Stay tuned for our program. Series of programs, we were looking at the fact that some of God's people, well, Israel, did evil in the sight of the Lord, and we saw that the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midianites for 7 years. They did evil. Now, what do you have to do evil? Is it plain? Can we understand that? It would be good if God had written a book and another one and put it on in the Bible and said it's called Good and Evil, and here's a list of good things, here's a list of evil things. Stay off the evil list, and you'll have it all figured out. He didn't do it that way. What he did say was in Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So where does good stop and where does evil begin? And can we know? Can we draw a line and say this is good? This is evil, and is there anything in between? Well, can we know? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We can know some things. What can we know? 1 Kings 3, 9 says, the prayer was, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. So he's praying for a discernment to know what's good and what is bad. Again, our verse in Hebrews 5 and 12, I want to read it again, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those by whom reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So can we know? The answer to that question is yes. But where does evil begin? Where does good stop and where does evil begin? Can we figure that out? Well, the first verse we looked at here and read was in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12. And we need to always be careful when we take verses that we don't take them out of context. What is the context here in 1 Corinthians? Well, Corinth was a very wealthy, a very worldly, and a very wicked city, and the converts in the church there at Corinth were being influenced by that wicked city. And so when Paul wrote to them in chapters 1 through 4, he dealt with personal problems, and then in chapter 5 through 10, he dealt with problems in the home, and then in chapters 11 through 16, he dealt with problems in the church. Now, dealing with personal problems, he said in verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So we might know, those of us who are Christians. It's written to the saints at Corinth. Then in verse 13, he says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom speak or teacheth. So we speak or we teach, and then you have man's wisdom teaching. And then it compares the Holy Ghost teaching, and he compares spiritual things with spiritual, verse number 13. 14 says, but the natural man. So in verse 12, it talks about we who are Christians, and then in verse 14, it talks about the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Can know what? Can know the things of God. He can't know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. And then in verse number 15, he says, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, or discerneth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now let's look at these verses. Verse 12 says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God." Now, what spirit is he talking about? If you notice there, if you have your Bible open, in verse 12, the word spirit is a small s. We are made up of a body, soul, and spirit. When the Holy Spirit deals with a Christian, he does not deal with our mind, our will, or our emotions. He deals with our spirit. We are a three-part being, a body, a soul, and a spirit. The body, that's what we live in. The soul, that's the person made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. But the spirit is that part that the Holy Spirit communes with. And then our spirit needs to commune with our mind, will, and emotions and dictate what should happen in that department. So with that in mind, Paul said, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." So how we're going to know is the Holy Spirit will direct us. And the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony, always. Now, in verse 13, he says, "Which things also we speak, not in the words of man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." And so we can listen to man's wisdom, we have this choice, or we can listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches, and man's wisdom teaches. We have to choose which one. What are we going to pay attention to? Now, in verse 14, it says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." Now, you'll notice here that the word Spirit is capital S, referring to the Holy Spirit. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now, when it's talking about the natural man here, as you go down through this portion of Scripture, you'll see that it's referring to the fact that when we get saved, God does not fix up our old nature. He gives us a new one. Unfortunately, we have the old nature and we have the new nature. And the old nature here is referred to the natural man. So here we are as Christians. We are either going to listen to the Spirit of God or we're going to listen to our old nature, what it will tell us is right and wrong. Now, wisdom says we should listen to the Spirit of God. So let's read it again. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You cannot know what? The things of God through the mind, the will, and the emotions of the old nature. The only way we can know the things of the Spirit of God is through the Holy Spirit dealing with our spirit, not with our soul, with our spirit. All right, so we have the two natures. In the Bible, they're given different names. It's called the new nature is referred to as the spirit or the inward man or the new man. The old nature is referred to as the flesh or the outward man or the old man in different portions of scriptures in the Bible. Now in Galatians 5:17, referring to that old nature, it says, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Paul put it this way. He said, "I have this problem." He said, I want to do the things that are right, and I have this old nature that tells me to do the things that are wrong." And we all do. We have these two natures. So we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice. But it says, "He that is spiritual," 2 Corinthians 2:15, "he that is spiritual," that is the new nature, "judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man," is discerned, that word means, by no man. So we are capable as Christians of having the Holy Spirit direct our spirit, which in turn should direct our mind, our will, and our emotions, which makes it possible for us to judge all things. But it says he himself is judged of no man, the world. They can't figure us out. They can't judge these things because they are spiritually discerned. And unless you're saved, you do not have the Holy Spirit to give you that discernment. So 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Spirit." Now, in the who, referring to the unsaved, they don't know the mind of the Lord. But we Christians, have the mind of the Spirit. Now, that word mind has been translated understanding three times. We get our understanding from the Holy Spirit, if we are teachable. Now, Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind, or this same word, understanding, be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So the question is, can we know? He said that Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. He said we need to be able to discern between what is good and what is evil. Can we know? Can we draw the line between good and evil? The answer to that question is yes, if the Holy Spirit is in control and teaching us and letting us know exactly what is good and what is evil. So where does good stop and evil begin? Well, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. In that verse, it says prove. That word has been translated discern twice. Discern all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Now, God's not going to tell us to do that if we can't do that. Again, in 1 Corinthians 2:15, we read, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things. He judges, or he discerns all things. 1 Corinthians 2:14 is translated spiritually discern, the same word as translated judgeth in this verse. And so in 1 Kings 3, verse number 9, Solomon prayed, and he said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And so Solomon asked for wisdom. He said, I need to be able to discern between good and bad to judge thy people. And the Bible says, again, in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 15, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. So Malachi 3:8 put it this way, return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. We are without excuse if we will let the Holy Spirit teach us. Ezekiel 44:23 says, teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the clean and the unclean. So, teach my people. Now, that is only possible if we are teachable. And so God does not have a book that says, he added in the Bible here, good and evil. Here's a list of the good. Here's a list of the evil. No, there's no shortcuts for a lazy Christian. If you want to be able to discern between good and evil, then what we have to do is what it says here in Ezekiel. The pastor was told to teach my people, cause them to discern, but they can only teach those who are teachable. Well, you look in Psalm 119, and David prayed there 9 times. He said, Lord, teach me, 9 times. In Psalm 63, verse number 1, David said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. It says in Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. All of the great heroes of the Bible, you'll find somewhere in there, it says they got up early in the morning to be with the Lord. Well, God has got no special discernment to the lazy Christian. My advice is set your alarm clock back an hour there. Get out of bed, study the Word of God, let the Bible get into you and give you the discernment. Let the Holy Spirit guide you, or just stay in bed and be ignorant. Paul, writing to the same Corinthians who are all spaced out on speaking in tongues, says in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. He went on for 3 chapters explaining the facts about tongues. And then he said, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Well, you can't force anybody to learn, but if you're teachable, you can learn and you can discern.